This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Bush's surprise Thanksgiving visit to Baghdad received a rapturous response from U.S. troops there. But Mr. Bush's trip aside, it's been a very costly month for U.S. forces in Iraq. 75 U.S. soldiers have been killed in November, making it the deadliest month for casualties since the war began in March. Since major combat operations ended, some critics of the U.S.-led occupation, both in the United States and Iraq, have drawn comparisons with another occupation, the Israeli military presence in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The Los Angeles Times reported last week that the U.S. military has consulted with Israeli security and intelligence officials on counterterrorism measures. NPR's Middle East correspondent Peter Kenyon has covered that Israeli-Palestinian conflict for 2 years. For the last 5 weeks, he's been in Iraq and joins us from Baghdad. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And in both places, you have powerful armies occupying civilian areas and engaged in this low-level protracted conflict with insurgents. What is it that U.S. forces are doing that prompts some Iraqis to compare them specifically with the Israeli army?
Well, you're right. There's long been a strain of anti-American feeling here that just claims the Americans are behaving just like the Israelis. But beyond that, there are some specific tactics. Things like homes being destroyed in the town of Diluwiyo, we saw orchards being uprooted. And out in western Iraq, towards the Syrian border, the army has three towns under virtual lockdown with large detention centers being built in the desert. The home village of Saddam Hussein, Al-Auja, is completely fenced in, a lot like the Gaza Strip. All male residents need ID cards to come and go. We've seen family members of wanted Iraqis arrested. These are the kind of tactics that Palestinians often point to when they complain of collective punishment. And that phrase is now something you hear more often here as well.
Mm-hmm. Have Iraqi insurgents learned or perhaps been inspired by suicide bombers who they see on the West Bank and Gaza Strip?
Well, I think that's very clear. In fact, the Hamas movement down in Gaza called on Iraqi fighters to adopt suicide tactics early on. Israeli military commanders have often told me that Palestinian civilians are at risk, in their view, because the terrorists hide among the civilian population. Mm-hmm. Here, as the U.S. military steps up counterterror measures, larger and larger bombs, more raids, more Iraqi civilians are inevitably being caught up, wounded, and killed. I think you have to point to a couple of big differences, though. Mm-hmm. U.S. intelligence is much worse than that of the Israelis. They don't have as clear a picture of who the enemy is. And the second thing is that the military here is still actively trying to turn Iraqi people against the insurgents, handing out soccer balls, painting schools, repairing power lines, still trying to convince them this is liberation, not occupation. You don't see the army doing that kind of thing in the West Bank or Gaza.
U.S. officials just don't accept the broad comparisons between their efforts and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And maybe you should point out some of the differences they see between the two situations.
Well, there definitely are some major differences. The biggest one, of course, is the land. You just don't have two populations here fighting over the same territory. There are some Iraqis, and some Americans for that matter, who suspect the U.S. Is coveting Iraqi oil profits. But nobody's really worried about plane loads of Americans coming here to put down roots. Everybody expects the Americans to leave. It's just a question of when and what kind of government they leave behind.
Mm-hmm. Critics of the U.S. military operations in Iraq often contend that every time U.S. troops carry out operations in towns and villages looking for terrorists, they run the risk of just enlisting new candidates to shoot down helicopters or try and set a car bomb.
That's right. And we're beginning to hear the same thing here and the same some recognition of that, I would say, even from American soldiers, certainly those in the field at lower levels. They're saying, unlike the war, this post-war conflict, in fact, may not be winnable, only manageable. That's not what we're hearing from the top brass, of course, or the civilians running the occupation. But it may be that the Americans simply hand over an Iraqi security force to an Iraqi security force, that is, when they pull out. And they can do that because this conflict is not being fought on the front doorstep.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.